I'm going to do some elementary. Let me start here. Let me start with Alphonse Lie algebra. Slightly different from the previous talk, I will make a little bit more general. So the first part, I just say, Alphonse Lie algebra, G hat. So let's start with G. And here, this is, I should say, any Lie algebra. Oh, I should fix the scalar field C because I'm going to talk about complete reducibility and irreducibility. This is any, but we do need to say bilinear form. Of course, invariant, so non-degenerate, to form the affine. And the example here, of course, this is very general. So G could be a symmetrizable Kac-Moody. You have bilinear form. And also could be so-called extended affine Lie algebra, EALA. And also could be just a loop algebra of this again. So anyway, it's a very general setting. And okay, now quickly. This is just one loop, of course. And this is tensor with the Lorentz polynomial ring. And here, at this central element C, I will not write down the commutation any, just this. Okay? So sometimes we use this extended one with the derivation operator added here. So let me just simply say this, add this. But here, from my talk, basically, I will consider this. Okay? So that's affine Lie algebra stuff. So that's the first part, quickly. The next one I want to talk about, let me see, this one. Certain non-model category, quickly. And, oh, I'd better say something. I do want to say something. And if G, special case, the affine Kac-Moody, I'd better mention this. If this is finite dimensional and simple. And this is the so-called normalized Killian form. So what we know what it means, right? So this is a normalized Killian form. And this time, let me just say we call affine Kac-Moody. Okay. And for general Kac-Moody, we can talk about the so-called restricted model. Okay? And this notion was given in Kac's book, and when you need to make sure your Kac-Moody operator can act on. So here, general. So let me just quickly write down. Okay. Let me just say this quickly. This model W is said to be restricted and if this, oh let me use this logical notation easier. One is here and W is here and sometimes, okay, you can write down ATN or it's sometimes we simply write down A parenthesis N. Okay, doesn't matter. And this guy equals 0. And for N, bigger enough. Okay, that's the notion. Okay, and I will also sometimes use this notation, AN, for the corresponding operator for this guy. Okay, roughly, you can say roughly this part, for the notation. Okay, so the first category is the category of a restricted model. This is R. So that's the category. restrict the G hat model. So that's the first non-category, but it's none. And the next one, and of course we know Hastewit model, so to talk about that, I have to say consider Kac-Moody. You want to have the root decomposition, then talk about Hastewit. So I just quickly say this. For alpha and Kac-Moody, G hat, so we have Hastewit model. And especially we have irreducible stuff. Let me just write down this. The irreducible one, usually we use L, right? Just a notation. Here I didn't have that D, I just say, okay, you should have a level L. You should have a lambda that's the weight for your finite for your algebra G, not necessarily finite dimension. This is about the equivalent class for irreducible Hastewit model. And of course here is a scalar. And this is lambda, it's a weight for your Lie-Edberg G. Oh, now it's finite dimension. Yeah, I forgot that. Okay, and the next one, integrable model. And the general definition first. Actually, in Ross's talk here, roughly give you the definition already. So let me just say for this time, basically mean this. So for alpha, a root for G, not for head. Okay, what's the notation? Sometimes you use the phase, sometimes you use the delta. Okay. Okay, let me use that. Not just mean for simple root, for all root. Let me say that. Okay, of course, equivalent. Let's just say this. And n for all integers, and, well, yeah, I can do that. So g alpha, I don't want to pick up an element, just say this. And this guy, tensor n, that's still real root for, root space for alpha. And this, let me just say, locally finite. Oh, actually, Newport. Maybe finite enough, I believe, right, from Cassidy the middle. Okay. I say Kac-Moody. Lazy, just okay. Then I need a repeated information. Okay. Some results will hold for general, and when I want to talk about irreducibility, I have to use this. For total, I believe you also can say that. Okay. I need to use some non-results, so I have to consider Kac-Moody sometimes. For turtle, I don't know the result. Okay, so that's for this. And then we know in Kac-Moody theory, you know, the open problem given in Kac's book is classify all integrable models. And so I just quickly write down, we know that's really non-reduct, Charion 86 did this. So classify integrable model. So this is a classified. Oh, I didn't mention integrability for that guy. Okay, maybe I put it here. You have space here. This is integrable if only f some condition, right? This is non-negative integer, could be one-dimensional, okay. And this weight is a dominant integral. And with another restriction, of course. And lambda and highest weight for this guy less than equals to L. We all know that. That's a no. So she classifies integrable models, but weight models. Oh, I should say irreducible, of course, definitely. And with finite dimensional weight space. And here I should make the precise. Okay? Expert notice that I cannot say that. Okay? I have to do that. And if D not is there, so you know that. Okay? It's hard to make finite dimension. Okay, that's a technical part. But anyway, so the classification is this. Highest weight irreducible model. And here not the do. That means the lowest weight. So I believe in cut notation put a do here. That means lowest weight. And then here, finite dimensional. Three types.
And we are omitting D.
Huh?
No D.
That's right. In this case, I have to. So this is the technical. So I have to, okay, do that. D does not act on the finite dimension. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you have to restrict the that. Okay. So that this guy. Okay. Now later in the Terry Priestley paper, they construct. This is related to so-called evaluation models. Okay. So let me just go next one, evaluation models. Okay, what the title? Okay, let me, anyway, I forgot to guess. Here I have to make that precise exactly had. It's not a tilde. And, okay, let's see what this. So here, let's just say you have a model for G quickly. For this part, actually, this is G could be arbitrary now. Okay? And another Z is a non-zero complex number, as mentioned in Ross' talk. It's a notation like this I define. Okay? I don't have another good notation. Somebody write down subindex because I need subindex 1, 2, 3. So I put here. And so this is called evaluation model. This is of level 0, of course. And the action, okay, space. This is vector space. And action. And here is U, simply evaluate T as Z. Okay? And of course, C, actually, is 0. So that's called evaluation model. And more generally, I also call evaluation model, so you can consider tensor product of this several times. Okay? So let's say you consider more. And I consider non-zero complex numbers z1 to zr. And so you consider the tensor product. And of course, this is also a model for G hat. And I also call evaluation model. Okay. So when I mention this, I just mean either this and a more general one. Okay? Okay. So Terry Priestley proved that for affine cosmodi actually finite dimensional irreducible models are really just isomorphic to this type. U1, U are just finite dimensional, Z1, Z are distinct non-zero complex numbers. Okay? So that's the result. And then they consider other, consider more. So the next one is, okay, you have highest weight, you have a lowest weight, you have finite dimension, then you consider mixed product. So the next one that I just quickly say, I say a Cherry Prism model. So what is the name? And for this, I quickly mentioned that If U1, UR are irreducible G models, Z1, ZR distinct, you can prove this tensor is still irreducible. Kaysen uses Vedder method. That's the key secret, not too hard, right? And you need to assume U1, UR finite dimension, you still can see. So not a problem here. Okay, so now what they did is they consider tensor product, pick up one from different class. So the one is, just write down this one, typical one, highest weight. And then a tensor, this type. And the finite dimension model already irreducible for Kac-Moody. If it is integrable, this is also integrable. Surprising thing is this guy still irreducible. Okay? If U1, U are finite dimensional irreducible models, and Z1, they are non-zero complex number, this is still irreducible. That's proved by okay, Cherry Priestley. So I just quickly say, I will make it precise. This for, so far you can just, before you can talk about a general affine, here I just say for affine Kac-Moody. And so what did it, so this is integrable model. Integrable. And all the conditions here, U1 up to UR, are you just, oh, actually they say finite dimensions doesn't matter. Let me just say, precisely follow them, finite dimensional and irreducible G models. And here, and Z1 and ZR are distinct and non-zero complex numbers. Complex numbers. And then, this is irreducible. Say, maybe continue here, then, oh, cheating. The tensor product model is irreducible. So that's the result. And this gives you a family of integrable models. Really, this is new in the sense that it's not highest weight, not finite dimensional. So really, it's totally different from all others. So that's a new family of models here.
Is there anything called finite dimensional weight spaces at least?
What's that?
Finite dimensional weight spaces, something like that?
No, no. Definitely infinite dimensional. It's totally out of control. It's out of control. This is, okay. If you want to add a derivation here, it's not evaluation model, but loop model. You do that. Okay. So that, of course, later you can do similar stuff. But so far, just a review, I have not talked about the real result yet. So I have not talked about problem yet, actually. Okay. So this step, actually, in inverted optical algebra theory or some other conformed field theory, really, not Hass weight model. They are important for constructed entertaining operators or defined fusion rules, exactly, to use this. But for VOE people, it seems it's a little bit strange. If it's not Hass weight model, it's not model for VOE. Why does that give you fusion rule? That's my original question. So, okay, so that long time ago had this, okay, let me just say this. This give you a construction, construct a family of new integral models. This very concrete gave you this, but this also give you a problem. Create a new problem. You have created, you construct this one, and for this guy, okay, we know that the irreducible object in the category go, and for the integral model in the category go, that's okay, you have a intrinsic characterization. This is roughly finite dimensional, also intrinsic characterization. Tensor product, no way. to characterize this. So that's the problem. So let me just write down the question, and then I start to one by one. Oof. Okay, I still can use this. You written the blackboard. Okay, so now I just say a problem, no question. Okay, so question is, we'll find or what is intrinsic characterization of the tensor the new model. Okay, we totally cannot use the infinite finite dimensionality for weight space. That's already out of the line. We can only irreducibility. I mean, only integrability. We cannot talk about height with a low weight. All gone. So all the method exhausted here. We no way to describe this. So that really is a problem for me at least. And okay. So I have been working on VOA for many years, and recently I realized, okay, I can have a solution. Use some technique in VOA theory, formal calculus. If you want to use just this, no way to figure out this. So now I try to use certain formal calculus, a certain special technique to give you a characterization. Define another conceptual category and identify the irreducible models as irreducible objects inside the category. So that's the result. And I feel really I'm quite satisfied with the solution after many years. Okay. Okay, now let me start the stuff, formal stuff. Okay. So the next one, I will define more categories. So we already had categories of restricted models that already cover highest weight. That's good. Okay, leave there. The next one is I want to say this. Basically, I want to cover evaluation model and another model, another category IUC temporary. Okay. So to define that for the evaluation model, you may say, okay, I say finite dimension model, but I don't want to say finite dimensional. Okay. Really, we want to deal with the tensor product, finite dimensionality is not a good idea. So we try to have other notation. Okay, let me use the notation, term by term. Formal calculus mainly means using generating function to play game, not component-wise. Okay, first, generating function. So for element A in your algebra, so far just very general. So my x will be a formal variable, purely formal. And so for each element in G, so we have a sequence of elements inside the affine, so you put them in a sequence. So let me just write down this. Sometimes we write down this. Okay, let me, depends. The, okay, let me use this one. And here is minus n minus 1, okay? And n for all integers. So this is called generating function. And where is this? Okay, the coefficient is here. And the formal series in x, double bracket means doubly infinite series, okay? So that's the notation here. And the next one. So I want to write down this slide differently. Okay, now you read that stuff later. Okay, let me just write down this again. Okay, so we notice that I can do this. Formally, I can write down A here and put N here, and here will be Tn x minus 1. And this is, you put this in denominator, I have a x minus 1 left. So that is a tensor x minus 1. I write down this first and then I give you definition. This is t over x. And actually this serves the definition for third function. Okay. So where my third function, the formal series, okay? Of course, that is in this space, this formal. Yeah. Okay? Okay, I need to go a bit faster, maybe. Okay, now this is the first one. And then what do we do? Let's re-examine restricted model. Okay, because the truncation condition, where I put there, put it somewhere, not there. Some I'm going to cover here. And when you're acting on a special vector of W, and bigger enough Q, that guy. So not that means only finite many power next Q, power of N, X. So consider this guy. You're acting on one element, okay? And this guy will be, of course, in W, the coefficient here, I use double parenthesis. This means the formal Lorentz series, finite many negative power. Or I also can write down negative this W. I consider this AX as a map. So I can just say this guy is the home, and from W to W here. That's another way. Forget about the input to say this. Okay, so that's the, I can simply reformulate the notion of a restricted model in terms of this easily. Okay, and okay, let me go further. Evaluation model. Consider evaluation model, what to say. This is the condition. Okay, and then consider evaluation model. Let's say u of z. Just consider one factor. Okay? So now let me just say what I have here. I write down this as explicitly first. Oh, actually, I can use that. Okay, let me just say this first. Adding here, I write down this. I should just write down pi or something representation, but I just write down this. This means goes t goes to z, x minus n minus 1, here's a goes just a. A acting on that u. Okay? This is again, this is a third function, and really this is x minus 1, and z divided here is a. This guy acting here. Third function appears here. Okay, so I want to say a factor this. For third function here, so I simply write down, if you have a general polynomial, or Lorentz polynomial, you time this delta x, and it simply means you replace x by 1 and get this. It's easy to prove just by considering monomial, x some power. That's easy. And then, more generally, if I here have this, this is it's z over x. This really means by replace x by 1. Here means replace this by 1. That means replace x by z. And especially if I consider one polynomial like this, this will kill this guy. That's the basic property. Okay, now I will use this property to define evaluation model, I mean the category. Okay, move faster. Okay. Now category E. I don't want to use a finite dimensional stuff, just to say E. So this is the category. give you the object of G models. So far for this part, for arbitrary affine algebra, okay? So the condition. So for each or for every, let me just say this. There exists, I will say non-zero polynomial, of course. That one is special, x minus z. And x is considered a non-zero polynomial such that px times ax acting on w equals zero. And this is the infinite theory, but this only has a finite many terms. The product will be defined. Okay? So it's good. I can define this way. And the evaluation model exactly satisfies this condition. Also, the tensor product also okay. If you have tensor product and multiply many factors, that's the category. Simply, this will include all the evaluation model. So that's why you select that. Okay, could be infinite dimension, doesn't matter. The next one is I want to define category C. Okay, so of course, C should capture the main property for the tensor product. Okay. So let me just write down C. No. Oh, that's sure. Yeah. Can you encounter E? If it without high speed power, yeah. The next one, I want to cover the product more general. You see that I already have a restricted model, that's definition. I already have this guy. Okay. And I put them together. So this is the condition. Okay, what I say consists of model. Say this way. Such that, what's the condition? For highest weight, my AX really is the truncated Lorentz series. So that part is not, but multiplied by polynomial Q it. If I consider tensor product, it's not truncated, but if I multiply by polynomial, the second part will disappear. Only the first part will survive. That's exactly this condition. Okay, for any A here, there exists polynomial. And another such as that. Okay, so bad sentence. And this is AX and PX here. Originally, this is double infinite series. Multiply this, kill some part. So now this will be here, the restricted part, only the restricted part are left. That's the condition. You could require that, but here I leave free. Okay, if D is finite dimension, you find one. If not, okay, doesn't matter. Okay, so that's not the essential part. It's okay. But for the evaluation model, you see that your P really just product of distinct factor, linear factor. So that's okay. Yeah, but this is just a little bit general. Just say that. Okay. Okay, so this guy you can see. For highest weight model, I only need to take a polynomial one. That's enough. Constant of one. And for that one, this is already zero, that's also zero, no problem. Tensor product is still there. So this gives you, this category unifies all the highest weight model, category O, and evaluation model, everything. So that's the definition. The next one, you want to prove this characterization. The irreducible object should be the tensor product. But of course, I have to put more condition, integrability for affine. Okay. So this part is very important in VOA theory, in the sense that you consider linear operators, you get a classical algebra, Lie algebra, Cauchy algebra. For this is like usually we call vertex operators or field somebody. So they give you VOA. So that's the connection. Okay, but I want to mention quickly, okay, I use a subtle calculus. So just remember, this is a field. this will become a vector space for this field, naturally. Lorentz series, you can multiply. Okay? It's a vector space. So you can apply associativity everything. But this guy, if you consider this, no lower truncation, this is not vector space for that. Some part you cannot multiply, you can multiply, but you cannot use associativity, make sure of that. Okay? So later we'll definitely will use that properly, have to see that. Okay. Okay, now I can write down my main result now. Okay. Even without proof, I can give you the result, printed result now. And first one, very general. I want to include the toroid or something, so make it a very general one. So, okay, let me just write down main result. And for the first theorem, very general. Don't want to put much condition. So what assume is this? What I assume is D, not necessarily finite dimensional, but of countable dimension. Countable dimension, need this. And we know, most cases okay, F1, J, cosmically everything, countable dimension. That's the only thing I need. The key thing is need sure lemma. So that's why I need accountability, okay, the general stuff. Okay. So what I do is this. Consider tensor product. This guy, irreducible, not necessarily highest weight. So I want to make more general in my R, restricted. Okay? Could be highest weight, but I make more general. And then another one, not another part. Let me write down W1, W2 factors. And this, let's say this is irreducible in my category E. Two irreducible objects from different categories. And then, that's condition enough to guarantee my tensor product is irreducible. So that's the result. I don't need to assume integrability anything at this stage. Okay. So the key thing is object here totally different. You can separate them. So that's the key idea. Okay. As I mentioned, this is just the trigonality. So you need to use Shor lemma to prove certain things. So that's the only thing. So that's the result.
These are models for which algebra?
Oh, this is the def, this is R.
No, but for this category, but
for which V algebra is a model?
So what's your assumption of little g? So does it have a form or?
Sure. I talk about the
affine
so far. Always
affine. This is affine. Still affine.
Affine, but not Kac-Moody. Just a chin, just to say affine. Sure, without that I don't have affine.
Is it finite dimensional?
Only countable dimension.
So, but non-degenerate value
before. Sure. I need to form the affine Lie algebra notion. Otherwise I cannot form that. So that's a start point I put more okay. So far no proof yet. Just to give you then to see why. Okay. So actually you see already the nature. For restricted and for the category C and the category E. So they're really, they are distinguishable. So you can distinguish them, okay? In terms of generation function, much easier. Okay, now, what I want to do further. Oh, actually, this is the first one. Let me see the next one. What I want to say is, if you give me a irreducible model like this, actually, I can identify the factors uniquely. So that's identification for irreducible model. Which one?
You are given such a module. You say W1 to 10 with W2. You cannot say you are already given in such a form.
It's in C.
Oh, here you're just in C. Yeah, we know this in C. Yeah.
So everything you just in C, you claim the.
Not yet. I have not claimed that. So the next one, need to put more condition. Need to be subtle. Okay? So this irreducibility part is easy. So not hard at all. Use form wherever you can see. But when you go to the other direction, you want to classify all irreducible objects in C. That's a different story. It involves certain complete reducibility result. And what I want to see is, quickly say, if you have this, I will just lazy, just to say, if this isomorphic to V1, V2 this type, of course, if only F first vector isomorphic to the first one and the second one isomorphic to the second one. Really, you can know your first vector and second vector exactly. Question? No problem. G hat? My C consists of G hat model. Yes. My C consists of G hat model.
Oh, of course, but what I'm saying is,
is it allowed to have some modules which are not in category C? What do you mean? Outside that? You definitely there's some. Maybe I didn't get your question. You mean if there are some other model? You mean? Not this type, you mean?
Yes.
That's it, I said, in another direction. And the next theorem I'm doing. What's that?
It means that irreducible in C, what it is irreducible, G module, G head module.
Yeah. You mean from category point of view, or?
Because C is a small category, and the module category is much one. Is irreducible in this small category, whether it is irreducible for whole category?
This is absolutely irreducibility.
Yeah.
Irreducibility. Totally irreducible as G mod, not necessarily just a category. I mean, it's a model in there irreducible, so we say that. Make a two sentence. Okay, yeah, let me say two sentences, say that. Okay, I see your category point of view, okay. Okay, possibly the proof is hard to say. Okay. I didn't write fast enough, I guess. Okay, the next one, the main theorem for Kasimuddi. So I have properly say for F on Kasimuddi. Kasimuddi G. Okay, that means my G is finite and simple, and then with the normalized scaling form, and okay, then every, oh, I should say this, oh, lower, every irreducible and integrable in the model W in here is isomorphic to tensor product. This type, because highest weight, integrability here, and this guy, is that final dimensional, need that one. U1, Z1, this type. To identify this, you need integrability. Without integrability, you cannot figure out your factor. We do have a general factorization theorem, but you need a completability to do the factorization. Okay? Okay, so that now I'd quickly say, okay, that's the result without proof. Okay.
How is that different from Charlie's test?
Which one?
No, theorem 2.
Theorem 2. She didn't mention this at all. She didn't have any description. No category that time. You only have construction, no category at all that time. So the first part is the generation for that result. Second part, I don't have. That's first.
We are characterizing these models.
What's that?
We are characterizing these models. It's a characterization of such models.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one, let me just say, I mentioned formal variable, a little bit here, but you will see in the proof, play a key role there. Okay, let me just quickly mention the proof here, formal calculating proof. Okay. So for both, the first part, you can prove use a little bit of formal calculus without further, just to do some trick, you see that. So not a problem, okay? For the second part, you need to use a serious formal calculus to do that. So for that one, because you already have factors and you can play some game. For this one, you don't know, so somehow you have a G-head model, you try to find the factors. So it's a little bit harder, okay? How can you factor Lie algebra? Okay, the next one, I forgot the number, anyway. Formal calculus in the proof. And the key thing is, if you have a irreducible in this, so what you do, okay, I have somehow, okay, I have a W, and if I just consider the first factor, you neglect the second factor, consider the second factor as multiplicity, so that's an integrable model, like Hastert-Witt integrable model. How can I neglect this part? You say, I kill that guy, use Px. You use Px, but you have to recover back. The Px is a multiple. You have to divide by P. Okay, let me see that, show you the trick how you can divide. Okay, from here, my W is abstract space now. Okay, maybe use V. Any vector space. Just the vector space. And a simple notation, first is the home space. We always can do that for abstract space, not a problem. So it's natural from restricted model, we know that. So that will take care of the restricted models. And for evaluation model, for C stuff, okay, let's define this. You see, this is ball. This guy is a subspace here, doubly infinite series. And but you have to describe that. And if, let me use a formal notation. This guy here, and if only if there exists a polynomial. Not zero, and in Cx here, and such as that. And this guy, multiply polynomial, perfect. So you multiply this guy, original here, you multiply this will become here, in the subspace. This will be inside that. I need a repeat notation, I just say this. So that's the definition for this. It's a vector space, not a problem. Then, this will correspond to the category C. And the next one, want to see the category E stuff. Subspace, this. This subspace, this. What a notation I use. Okay, zero, maybe this. This is a subspace for this guy. And this is there, and it makes this stronger just to say this product is zero. Just to say that. That's easy, right? Just a change. This is guy, Px, Ax, equals zero. That will describe the category E. This is the general setting. Now I want to do general factorization. As I mentioned, multiply and divide. Okay, introduce this function. First, just a notion. We know, just mentioned it. This is the field of all rational functions. I mentioned that. And I want to relate to formal series and use this notation, iota map. this gives you normorphic function, we suppose, and then I expand this guy. What do we use? PS for polynomial, FX for that. Okay, let me just say that. And this is the formal expansion. Okay, formal expansion. What does it say? Expansion. Lorentz series expansion. Around zero or at zero. And so this will be an element inside here, actually, in the field, because it has a pole at zero or not, truncated from below, and inside here. This gives you a linear map. I need this one, okay, to do the multiplication and division. Okay, very close now. Okay, the next one. I still fix my vector space V. Now I can apply this. So I define this map from, you can guess. I want to say this guy, big one. And if I kill some other part, this goes to here. Oh, W? I want to use W. W versus V also for vector space, of course. And the definition here, if you have an AX here, remember you also have PX. Of course, not unique. Exist one. So what do we do? PX times AX first. I use a bracket. As I mentioned, associativity is a problem. Be careful. Multiply first. I have formal series, Lorentz series. Now what I do, I say divide. So 1 over px. Remember, you cannot apply surfactivity to cancel because this directly multiplied by this does not exist. But if I write down parentheses in right order, it exists, well defined. Also, you can easily check does not depend p. This is only this procedure. If you have another multiple, I can pull this multiple out, take out to do this. Why? As long as you use the right parenthesis, we know ENDV is a vector space for my C double parenthesis X. I can use associativity there. Okay? So that's a good space. So theorem, oh, proposition. This is not the main one. So even though it's the main start, main result here for factorization, let me just say. So what I can do, so we have this. It's a decomposition. This is a canonical decomposition. And this decomposition is afforded by this map. That's the projection map. And second, the statement is this is the projection map. Give you the projection map. Of this guy, oh, I use W again. Okay, something I like W. On to here. Just kill the second part and prove this. That's a good step. So that's the general result here. Now we want to apply to Lie algebra case. Suppose V is a model for G hat in category C. And then you decompose them, but you need to prove more properties. Factor here, factor here. Want to prove you have two representations or two actions on the same space. They are commute and they give you Lie algebra representation. If V is integrable, you hope each factor also integrable. That's the first step. Then you prove something for factor. Okay. So very the outline already here. So I give you the another main result, the factorization. This is the factorization result here. Okay, too big, right? Let's just write down proposition, theorem physics. This is even though long, pretty long, the proof very long. It's not very relevant in my paper. Let's say take V W a G model. This guy here so far, I don't need to assume G hat is alpha Kasmoody, still general. And in here, take this. Oh, I need the notation, representation. Okay, I'd better say this notation, otherwise it's awkward to write down something. So that means the representation, that's the map from here to, oh, actually I know the notation now, you get that this, right? Inside here. Because this is in category C, oh, does not make sense. What I want to say is, say this way, not that way, but this. This makes sense. But I do want to say, if I might have AX, AX is not an element here, but a generating function. Okay, it's not precise. Okay, let me see. And this is guy maps to here, right? So I just say pi AX. You extend here canonically, so this is element here now. Right? From the definition for this category C, and okay, in term generating function. Okay, now I can use that, this is a map. And from here, I decompose this guy again. Now I have another decomposition. Okay? So, because this guy has a decomposition, natural decomposition. I just continue decomposing, right? So I decompose this, pi r, curly script r. My this will be this, e. This evaluation model, this model, I use this one. Use that one, decompose this map. So property, sloppy here, I just quickly say, commuting first, okay? So that means pi r, if here is ax, here remember I use generative function, I have to use two different variables. And another one is e, here is bx2, commute for all ab. Center, you needn't take a, you know center, where go where, easy to see. Only this part, commuting. And commuting also sum gave you that. You can show this gave you a representation, this gave you a representation for Lie algebra. It's a consequence, actually. So I want to say the same W, if I use this as pi R, you can say exactly, but I say gives of G head model, and in my R. And similarly for the another part, that will be a model, give you a representation in E, category E. So factor it. So that's right. On the same space, you factor the action there. So this is the key factorization result. That's the general. And here, if this guy irreducible, you still don't know how to do the factorization. Just like this, for infinite dimensional Schottky algebra, if it's a tensor product of two, if you have irreducible model without other condition, you cannot say it must be a tensor product to your two model. You have a technical difficulty there. Okay, but you, in general case, you can up to here. Oh, let me just quickly, put a third one and then mention the key result here. Not key result, another piece in the proof. Okay, sorry, over time, right? Let me see the, furthermore, if this guy for affine Kasmoody, I restrict to this, and here I assume this is integrable. Just to say, this is integrable, the another factor also integrable. Okay, that's it. So just to say then, the first one and the second one, same space, but you only restrict the factors, are integrable also. Okay? Now you split two actions. Then, but not the space, another key issue. How can you do that? Same space, you want to factor space. So that's a hard problem now. So I just quickly say, as long as you factor two, okay, I need two complete reducibility now. Definitely this is not irreducible. We know it has a multiplicity. This also, right? So that's why we cannot put any other finite dimension condition or anything. This is, we only know this is a restrict model. Integrable, restricted. Only that. And this is evaluation model that from this. Okay, let me just okay, I think I have 1 minute. Let me just finish this. Okay. And this you will use all the result. So this is a joint paper with Dong and Mason. And we studied a VOA associated to affine Lie algebra. And this piece has a result there. Even though we formulated the result in terms of VOA language, I can say this. This is for affine cosmology. I should say that for affine cosmology. Okay? Every integrable restricted. And G hat model. If I make it stronger, one is the complete reducibility, another say each irreducible object is highest weight. I just say it's a direct sum. Well, it's a sum or direct sum, same thing, right? So let's say direct sum. For actually better to say isomorphic, right? Integrable highest weight model. That's the result. I need that one. Not the category O complete reducibility, but I need this stronger one. Because here, I don't have category O. I cannot prove this in category O. That's the problem. So I have to use this a stronger result. Okay. And another part. For this part, you also have to prove your reducibility, complete reducibility. So I just mentioned, here we prove this complete reducibility. Now you put the term together. Finish the proof. Okay, I'd better stop here.